Today's podcast episode is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. Tonight's review will be dedicated to the one and only Pat Patterson, the first ever Intercontinental Champ, the man who was behind the Royal Rumble, and the guy who helped a lot of talent get pushes, known as the best finish man in the business. Tonight's show will be dedicated to him. Derek, Rob, you got anything you'd like to add to this?
Pat Patterson did his thing. He was always on point with his work and everything. So, enough said for me on that behalf.
Godspeed, Pat.
Yeah, Pat Patterson's a legend. So, there'll be a brief moment of silence, and then we'll get right into the intro, and we'll start talking about AEW Dynamite. Thank you to everybody in the chat for joining us tonight. But let's get that silence going, and then we'll start it up. Winter is here. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. I am your host, Conrad Cushman, and joining me tonight, you know Derek already, the host with the most. Derek will be joining us tonight, and we've got Rob in the house as well. Rob, good to have you on here.
Yeah, making my triumphant return. It's nice to not be at work.
You damn right. But for all those in the chat, thank you. Thank you so much right now for helping us out. But if you really want to help Everything Pro Wrestling out and you're watching on the YouTube version of the show, easy. Hit that subscribe button for us. Let us know that you like the content. If you like talking pro wrestling, this is the place to be. Judgment-free zone. Come in with any opinion that you have. We'll look at it. We'll talk about it. Also, if you guys want to be notified, make sure you click the bell. Easiest way to get notified anytime we go live. Most of our videos are live, so make sure you guys hit that bell if you're not getting the live notifications. And last but not least, hit the like button for us. Really helps out in the YouTube algorithm. And, oh, you know what? And I always forget to say this. Leave a comment if you watch this after the fact. Helps out in the YouTube algorithm. Makes the video show up more. We want to get to that number one spot, and we need your help. And with that being said, guys, we got to first show some love to the live chat. Who do we have in here tonight? We got to start from the top. Whoa, Jocelyn is in the house. What is good, Jocelyn? Appreciate you showing up. B-Boy Skyline in the house. What's good?
Knock that impact crap off.
Whoa.
No, there's not going to be any slander of impact on this show, pal. You got 2-on-1 right now. Cut the shit. Yeah. All right? We're live. And speaking of live, BJ is in the house. What's going on, BJ? Sonny Bimbo in the house. What's good, Sonny? Shabazz, what's good? What's good? Anyone who says, whoa, Shabazz going in. Sick, what is good, Sick? Appreciate you in here. Man, there was some good conversation before. I'm missing out. Ace is in the house as well. What's up, Ace? Let me see. Connor in the house as well. What is good? We're going to talk about that ending. We will. Jesus De Leon. Always on point, bro. Always on point. What's good, Jesus? Appreciate you. One of the mods as well in the chat. No Lara, what is good? No Lara, hope you had a great birthday. I know you were in the chat last time. It was your birthday, so thank you.
Happy birthday.
Let's talk though. Let's talk about this show from start to finish here. AEW tonight. Weird vibes to say the least, I think, for some people. I think so. This is either gonna be a show that you absolutely loved or a show that you absolutely hated. That's how I'm feeling right now. And not the hated part, but just it's gonna be one of those shows that you're gonna feel one type of way about it or the other.
Yeah, either you liked it or you didn't.
Right.
Just one of those.
But
I think we may be at like the first one where it was like.
I know we don't do thumbs in the middle around here, but this was a very thumbs in the middle show for me. I didn't hate it, but it didn't do it for me.
Yeah, thumbs in the middle is nice.
Damn, cutting to the ending. It is winter up in this chat. I hope you guys like the overlay. I actually did this one myself here with a little ice on it.
We had a theme song, but...
Nah, we're not getting sued. MOP's not suing me.
We got paid for that one hard.
Yeah, no, we definitely... We cannot have that. Yeah, Rob's really trying to get sued. So, it was nice knowing you, if that's how we're going to roll. But let's talk about Dynamite. We started off with the Dynamite Diamond Battle Royal. Is that the best way? I know it was the Dynamite Dozen last time. Did they take Dozen out?
No.
All right, whatever. I don't give a shit. So it's the Dynamite Diamond Ring Battle Royal. Final two left in the match meet next week, a la Monday Night Raw Battle Royal, Razor Ramon, Rick the Model Martel. But let's get into some of the stories in this. Rob, you were watching the Battle Royal pretty intently. So I want to go to you first. What did you think of this Battle Royal and some of the stories being told within?
The match itself was kind of underwhelming to me. But as far as like the storytelling that was going on, you know, we had the interaction with Mark Quinn and Matt Hardy. You had...
Matt was your pick, right? I think you had said before, like, you thought Matt was going to win this or he should have.
I picked Joey Janela.
We'll talk later about your decision making.
Go ahead. Joey Janela is like a walking coronavirus to me.
Wow.
I don't know. He's just a scumbag, but I want him to win.
Listen, Joey's not that bad. I was wondering where Sonny Kiss was during this. I was kind of disappointed.
This girl's from Buffalo, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Joey Janela.
Shout out to Joe.
Yes. She's actually in NXT, too, by the way, if people don't know.
Who is it?
Brandi Lauren.
She was in the hot tub with Damian Priest at one point. Oh. Google it. You'll know who she is. You'll like recognize the face once you see it.
Oh, okay.
Also, we had the story. I like the story with Sky and Spears getting some love actually again on Dynamite.
Getting there.
Oh yeah, with the loaded glove. I don't know. I'm kind of digging the story. Some people don't like it. It's old school. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes it fits.
Speaking of that, Shawn Spears. He keeps letting Tully down week after week. He got eliminated. They cut to Tully. He had just this look of disappointment on his face.
Listen.
But then he went into action to go grab the glove.
Time out. On Dark, Tully is proud, though.
Who cares about Dark?
I'm just saying.
When we get to the end of this show, you'll see what I'm talking about.
We also had Jungle Boy and Sammy Guevara in here. Oh, I'm sorry. Sammy Guevara.
Spanish God.
He was in the ring. They were like, Wardlow, MJF, and Sammy were like protecting each other. It was weird. They just sat in the corner. I was like, this is stupid. Jump their asses. Yeah. Like, while you have the people.
Well, they were trying to build Wardlow up as like a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, the
nobody
presence.
Wanted to press up on him.
Well, for good reason. I thought the exchange between Sammy and Jungle Boy was actually pretty dope. Amazing that they're able to stay on the rope and do backflips and everything else that they did. Sammy did like just amazing shit. Like, go back when you watch the end of this and just watch all the flips and moves that they made in all of this. Orange Cassidy was in this as well, but he was kind of beat down and left for dead on the outside because of Miro and the best friends. All that BS was included in on this.
I still hate that storyline, man.
Bro, this is the last time I'm going to say it. It's a low-level storyline. I get that, but it's about being a gamer.
That doesn't make it good.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just, it's there.
I'm saying it's bad.
All right.
Orange Cassidy shouldn't be fighting a dad, though.
Leave Kip Sabian alone. All right? I'm tired of your bias every week towards Kip. Tyree Cobb.
I ain't body shaming nobody. I got no room to talk.
Yeah, same.
I ain't body shaming nobody neither. I'm just saying he looks like a dad.
Tyree Cobb in the chat. Not what's going dads. On?
But I don't
Yo, chill. I have an intern. That's it.
But see, I don't look like a dad who's trying to be young.
So listen.
What is Kip, like 20 something?
Yeah, he's younger than
but
you.
But he looks old when he dresses. He looks like one of them. You
know I'm trying to get views, and this man is talking shit listen, about Kip
you know
Sabian.
Who he reminds me of? He reminds me of the much respect to him, but the guy that be dancing on the
much respect while he disrespects him. I'm done with this.
I'm just saying.
Listen. The end of the match, Jungle Boy and Sammy have some great exchanges. They both wind up on the top rope. Douchebag MJF pushes both of them off because fuck him.
Oh, no, he pushed Jungle Boy. Nah. MJF did nothing wrong.
Whatever. It was a battle royal. They both go out. Sammy's pissed now, which he has every right to be. And it turns out that Wardlow ends up getting dumped because he gets two orange punches from Orange Cassidy. Yeah. And some people felt like he was like manhandled or whatever. It's cool. It called for it for the storyline.
He quickly recovered though outside the ring, so it wasn't like he was hurt. He was just caught off guard.
Right. I'll take that.
One be caught off guard?
Anybody can be caught off guard.
Exactly. Point proven.
There was never a king who couldn't be thrown. So, MJF versus Orange Cassidy next week. I think that's an interesting matchup for their two styles, especially with two guys who don't need to really wrestle, if that makes any sense. They don't have to go into a technical match. So I'm interested in seeing this next week. Here we go with this layer stuff. Let's
Yo,
see.
I'm working on that, actually.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
We'll see how long this takes.
I got
you saw how long the Derek Order shirts took. By the way, great Christmas stocking stuffers. If you guys want, go to TeePublic. Are you wearing the shirt? I just heard a zipper unzip, and if we get demonetized, okay, thank God. All right. I just had to make sure, bro, because if you're coming in here with that weird stuff, but I will put a link in the chat right now for the merch if you guys want to get yourselves a t-shirt. I believe they're on sale right now, too, still, for a couple more hours. So get yourselves a shirt, a sticker, whatever, to help support everything pro wrestling. BJ says the Battle Royal gave a lot of little moments that helped set up a couple of future things. I like that. Storytelling in a Battle Royal is great. And just like I brought up Pat Patterson, the inventor of the Royal Rumble, that is what the Battle Royals are designed to do if it's a good one. And I thought that this was great. Jesus said, Conrad, I think this was the best Battle Royal they ever did, unless I'm forgetting another one from AEW. I like this one. Here's the thing. There are certain things in wrestling that I think are lame as shit today. I don't want to see the, oh, he got thrown out and nobody saw him come back in the ring and sneak in. That shit is overdone at this point. I don't want to see it. It's not creative.
Yeah, it is. Extremely overdone.
I'm trying to think of other things that you hate in pro wrestling. Let's just run through.
Just in general?
Yeah, just in general.
Okay. Distraction roll-ups.
Kicking
every finish.
Kicking out of destroyers. Like that.
Using a destroyer as a transitional move. The super kick is a transitional move.
Yeah. Yeah, there's just certain...
All fall down spot.
Tower of Doom.
The Tower of Doom.
I hate all those things. Just overdone. Less of it, please.
God damn it!
Right, let's. My personal opinion: get rid of the moonsault outside of the ring.
Okay.
I kind of. Oh, everybody and their mother can do a moonsault.
And tope suicidas just need to be saved for special people. Not everyone needs to do the tope suicida.
No.
Another thing. Minor detail. I'm sorry for the mini rant. Tyree Cobb said, what did you think of tonight's episode? We're getting into it, brother. He thought the episode was straight fire. I can appreciate that, Tyree. Let me see here. Jordan comes in. Dark counts, Rob. Shabazz says, as much as Spears needed to come out on top, Scorpio really needs to stand tall at the end. I think he will, Shabazz. I think that this is just... the problem is, Spears isn't over enough to get Scorpio over yet. So you got to kind of balance it out between the two.
Yeah.
They haven't done enough, though, for each other. The storylines carry over onto Twitch. I got to check some of those out then. You got to let that story grow and develop in layers, BJ says. So BJ started it. Yes, Conrad. M douche F. I love it, Jocelyn. Ant won't stop in the house. What's good, Ant? I appreciate you being in here, brother. Definitely. If you guys have not checked out our Full Gear episode, Ant gave us the intro music as we were having a countdown happen. Check out Ant's music. Go to his YouTube page. Definitely dope stuff. Shabazz. Yeah. Shabazz said, good battle royal. MJF cannot lose next week. Somewhere Petey Williams is crying, ranted on. B-Boy Skyline said. Let me see here. Hey, Ant, I won't spoil it. I respect the bars. I let people go and listen to it. He said he predicted Kenny winning the title in his song. No one should ever kick out of a Canadian destroyer. Facts. Oh, Sonny, we're going to get to that one word you just said momentarily. Next up, let's talk about a little Frankie Kazarian versus Chris Jericho. This was kind of a vintage, old-school matchup here. It wasn't like Kazarian when he first faced Christian in TNA. That was like the match that I really noticed him where I was like, yo, this dude could be something. I think he could have been a main event player back then. Rob, what did you think of this match overall?
I think it did more to tell a story towards the end than it did actual like an in-ring match. So I didn't really like the match. I'm not going to lie.
Now, why is that, though?
I just feel like they didn't mesh well together.
Okay.
Like, they were, like, a step behind or a step off on what they know, what we know they're capable of. I did like the Judas effect at the end, though. Getting into the end.
That was nicely set up.
Jericho wins, obviously.
Yeah, Jericho had to get the W here.
But the way they got into it, though, I'm just going to skip ahead a little bit.
Go ahead.
So... Kazarian has Jericho up in his own move, the Walls of Jericho, or Boston Crab, whatever you want to call it.
Boston
and like he's about to pass out, trying to make his way to the rope. He pulls him back in. MJF makes his way out with Wardlow.
And a towel.
He has a towel. He's getting ready to throw it in. Sammy Guevara comes out. He's like, hold on, what are you doing? He snatches the towel away from him. Now, if you notice, Jericho never saw MJF with the towel, but when Sammy grabbed it, Jericho looked over. And MJF did... MJF did tweet out a little bit, what was it, like 20 minutes ago? Sammy, I can't believe you were going to throw the towel in.
Peace.
Planting seeds, man.
Or layers.
I mean, there's onion seeds, right?
Yeah.
Onions got layers.
I think, yeah.
Plant that seed to peel those layers.
Yep.
Rob just said that perfectly. I really have nothing else to add to that. And I missed that point, so I'm glad you were here tonight. I'm glad.
To Sammy's defense, though, I mean, Ortiz could say, well, you know, MJF did come out, but still nicely put.
Where was Santana tonight?
Don't know.
Yeah.
About to go be a single star, probably. Right. Plotting, scheming. Chris Maloney just joined us in the chat. What is going on, Chris? Thank you, everybody, for hitting that like button. I appreciate it. He said, precursor tonight with Jericho being isolated on the mic tonight. He thinks he's getting booted from the Inner Circle next week and heading to Japan for Wrestle Kingdom 15.
Well, Tony Khan's not letting anybody travel, it looks like, so...
Bold. That's a bold prediction. But Jericho's different. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen right now with the traveling situation. Jocelyn says, are we going to address how Frankie looked like an older Chad Gable?
You know he did.
Yeah, Frankie... You know what, though? I like Chad Gable. Push Chad Gable, damn it. He definitely needs it.
Aren't you glad he's back to Chad Gable?
Hell yeah.
Oh, they finally went back to that?
That was weeks ago, Derek.
Oh, see, you know, I don't watch that garbage anyway, so.
Sick has a concern. Sick, bring that back up in 1 second, good sir, because I want to talk about that. BJ said, I feel like this is a secret... farewell tour of in-ring Jericho. It just feels like with these first-time matchups and younger talents getting the rub, and Jericho just kind of in it for directions. Maybe. I think Jericho still has another year, though.
Yeah, but I think he'll start slowly backing away
a little bit. I'm thinking about it like this, too, with Jericho. His, like, You see him when he comes out for his entrance. You see how happy and proud he looks, and everybody's singing his theme. He just looks. He has this look of just bliss.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna go on a babyface run. He has to.
Yeah, it's time. So, and people singing his theme. It's just time.
After the after the match, after all the fracas and everything, Sammy and MJF get in each other's face. Everybody's pushing each other. Jericho gets on the mic. I get to say my word. Enough of this shit. This is all bullshit.
Listen, you get but so many, you have to use them.
I think they get two.
B-Boy's guy like said Santana did the one chip challenge. It was on that toilet.
No, that was Ortiz.
Yeah, that was Ortiz. Good point. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Anyway, so Jericho's like, gives him an ultimatum. Like, we're going to settle this. We're going to work as a team, or the inner circle is going to break up next week. Now, first, I think before that happens, once we get into next week, Orange Cassidy versus MJF, I think Sammy's going to cause MJF his ring.
Perhaps. And I have to say this. I don't do well with ultimatums. I don't know about you, but I don't do well with ultimatums. Don't give me ultimatums, because I'm going to make sure I ruin everything for you if you do that. I don't know, man. This is going to be interesting to see what happens next week.
Yeah.
Is it time to pull the trigger to you guys? Like, is it time to, whatever's going to happen with the inner circle, let's do it next week? Or do you drag this out to the pay-per-view? You could put a beat down on somebody.
I would drag it out to the pay-per-view.
Mm. You think whatever decision they're going to make will happen at the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
I think that's too long.
I think it's too long.
Have a match at the pay-per-view.
I think you can make the move now. I think you make the move now. Jocelyn said Jericho going on tour soon. I don't know if Fozzy's doing any more of those COVID concerts, we'll call it. But Jocelyn said, or maybe MJ douche F leading the group. I think that's happening. I think MJF's going to take over the group and kick out Jericho and Sammy. That's just my thoughts on it. Rushed with that promo. He said, I feel like I got rushed with that promo.
Yeah.
They were just trying to make things happen. And before we get into some more promos that sucked, let's talk about one of our ads, our promos. And you know what promo we're going to start with? It's everybody's favorite one, Manscaped. Now listen, fellas, it's the winter time. I know you're like, you know what? I don't feel like doing any grooming tonight. But let me tell you, that's a big, big mistake, because the ladies like someone that's well-trimmed, well-endowed, cleaning the package. As I always like to say, if you cut the grass, the trees look taller. Wink face. Now look, you guys can get the Lawnmower 3.0 and save 20% by using our promo code EPWSHOW. It is one of the hottest items going around this Christmas. Great stocking stuffer for the fellas and the ladies. So get the gift that keeps on giving. Get that Lawnmower 3.0. All right.
Get the cutting.
Get the clipping.
Oh, yeah. Get the clipping.
And we have another promo code for you guys. If you like independent wrestling, go to powerslam.tv and put in our promo code EPWSHOW. And you can watch free independent wrestling 1 month on us. Definitely well worth it. It helps out a great cause, helps you find and discover some new independent wrestlers. I think it's worth it. So if you want to check it out, put in our promo code EPWSHOW. That is the promo code for everything pro wrestling. And we greatly appreciate it. And got to thank two other podcasts for their sponsorships. Thank you to Everything College Basketball, sister site. College basketball is going off the chain right now. I'm hurt right now that UNC lost to Texas today. Great comeback, but we couldn't make it happen. But they're talking everything college basketball, not just the ACC, but all the divisions. So make sure you guys head over to Everything College Basketball. And showing some love to my boy Jesse from the Pro Wrestling Shoot. Actually just did an interview with him last night. You guys will be able to catch that coming up real soon. We talked for a very long time. It's probably going to get split into two parts, I would assume. But definitely worth your time. The Pro Wrestling Shoot. Jesse has some great interviews up with wrestlers. And you guys definitely do not want to miss that content that he has. And I guess it's time for us to go back to some interviews. So we find out about the inner circle. They're either going to break up or stay together next week. We get a Young Bucks interview. Alex Marvez.
Officer Bar Brady. Well, you know, Nick and Matt Jackson.
Remember when we super kicked you? The Young Bucks are douchebags. I don't know why, like, why they're this way, but they're bringing up the fact that they super kicked Marvez before, and they're basically bullying him, right? It was just a weird setup for all of this. Here comes the Acclaim. The Acclaim come out, and I get it. They're the heels, and they're supposed to be, like, shitty rappers. Shout out to Matt Jackson for his little comment, too. Didn't somebody already do this gimmick? And they were just talking their mess. I like the Acclaim, though. Have you been seeing them on Dark at all?
Well, when I can catch it. They're okay in the ring. I hate the gimmick, though.
Too corny, played out?
It's just whack.
All right. I can live with it.
Trash.
You weren't a fan of their raps? Derek, would you do a freestyle for us right now?
No.
All right. I tried. Retired still?
Retired.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to play your CD one of these days.
It's all right.
You're canceled. afterwards, here comes TH2. Are they just so we're calling them the Hybrid 2 now versus TH2?
Yeah, we're calling them both before. I don't think it matters.
I think I like TH2 better.
Me too. What the shit? I don't know what they're doing. But it looks like next week, Young Bucks versus TH2. If TH2 gets the victory, they will be number one contenders. They said they will give them a title shot. At the straps. I shouldn't say number one contenders. They'll give them a title shot for free at the straps because they're not in the top five.
I just thought about something. You're going to get mad.
What?
When we're thinking of the Acclaim's awful rap, and they were talking about guys staring at each other's whatever. That could have been a perfect segue for Manscaped.
It could have been. And you guys can still use the promo code EPWSHOW when you go to manscaped.com and save that 20%. There you go.
What?
Free plug.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Either way, this segment was awful. This segment was awful. I was offended as a wrestling fan. Move on.
All right, fuck it. A shout out to Daniels and Cass for showing up to make the save there. Rob was very upset about Daniels making that save. I don't know why or what he did, but
because he didn't do much to save Cass. But then he goes back to save the Bucks. I know they're your bosses or whatever, but come on.
Facts. So. Dr. Britt Baker with Rebel is out next to take on Layla Hirsch. This was a match. It was, to me, these matches all felt like they were there.
Yeah.
They were there tonight. But this one was, I thought, pretty decent for the time it got. For all the crap women's matches get in AEW, this was a decent one, I thought, in my opinion.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Was it Layla?
Layla Hirsch.
First time seeing her. I think she's got promise.
Yeah. Put her in Team Taz. Put her in the black and orange. And I think she could do something. Teach her the Taz mission. Let her use that as her finish. Dope.
Actually, you know what? That would be nice because she's got the short stature, just like Taz, but then she could pull off a powerful move.
I don't think I've heard her speak yet in a promo.
I mean this in the nicest way possible. She reminds me of Otis when she's in the ring. The way she moves.
Tucky.
Well, I mean, her strut is definitely very reminiscent of Otis. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, you can't fault her for it.
BJ just said Layla's pretty good here. Listen, so there was a dive outside the ring. Britt Baker moved. Rebel got hit. I think Rebel clocked her head pretty good.
It looked like she did.
Because I felt like she was missing for the usual Britt Baker spot with the glove.
Yeah.
Where they throw the glove. That didn't happen tonight. Britt Baker actually had a nice transition into the lockjaw. It was like a Daniel Bryan roll through. Mm-hmm. And then puts on the lockjaw. We see the mandible claw locked in. Tap out occurs. Thunder Rosa is on that ass like immediately. Nowhere. Yeah, she just starts beating the shit out of her. I like this. Derek said something interesting about this, though. He said tag match right away.
Yeah. Layla and Thunder Rosa and then Britt Baker and what do we call her? Are we calling her Rebel or what do we call
She's
her?
Reba.
She's Rebel. We're not calling her that bullshit Reba. Oh. That's the misspoken name.
Don't they have Reba on the t-shirt, though?
Yeah, but that's just disrespect.
Okay. Well, Reba / Rebel. I would like to see this match, tag team match between these two, or well, these four ladies.
Anytime you get Thunder Rosa on my TV, I'm good with that.
Same.
I have been very impressed with Thunder Rosa. I thought she was good, but she's really good.
Oh, you know what? We're going to talk. We're going to stay on the women, too, for 1 second. I'm going to the chat right now. Let me see here. Derek, stay out the chat. Jesus said he loves the Acclaim. We're just going to put that out there. BJ says that he thinks it's interchangeable. I'm not sure where that was coming from. Their book is scraggly. Wait, scraggly actually good? I'd wait until it goes on sale, though, Jocelyn says. So she must have checked it out. Thoughts on who should be challenging the Young Bucks for the title, Chris says. I guess we could all go around. I think FTR again.
I think they deserve the rematch.
I say hold off.
Until when? I'm saying at Revolution. I just think they're the next challengers, though. The main challengers
for it. I wouldn't even do a Revolution.
What, are you going to wait till Double or Nothing?
Yeah.
It's just weird. How you only lost one match. How are you not the top contenders still? You know what I mean?
Well, you drop significantly when you lose your title, apparently.
They said they're still number one. I'm just putting it out there. Thunder Rosa getting some love. Layla is pretty good, BJ said. Six said Layla's 4'11". That lady needs a spear for a finisher.
Yeah, I like the element of surprise. You don't expect her to pull off a move like
that. Listen, if that lady puts you in a head scissors, you're not getting out for 2 days at least. I'm telling you, those legs were thick.
Yeah. With those legs, coming in with a neck brace after.
Rob's Otis mention equals deads from B-Boy Skyline. Jesus said, Rob, you're wrong for that. Chill about the Otis.
I'm sorry, man. Like I said, I admit, it's a nice way. Does she not move like Otis in the ring?
She does. She does.
Thunder Rosa is going to hopefully bring out the best in Britt Baker. I can't wait. This matchup has my interest.
So I want to see what they do. I'm looking for that tag team match.
Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus, thank you for bringing up Sheeta. What the actual fuck did they do with Sheeta tonight in that interview? Demonetized my ass. I'm sorry, dude. Why was Sheeta acting like a punk?
Abaddon's scary, bro.
Rob, please, before I swear again and get us really demonetized.
Abaddon is supposed to be dead. Was she the living dead girl, they call her?
But do you think your champion should be scared? I mean, they're not fighting yet, but...
I mean, show some concern or some caution, but...
Well, Seth Rollins was scared of the Fiend.
That was terrible. Why would you even bring that up? Moving, you know what that does to you.
You know what? Moving on. Go see that Hell in a Cell review that Connor took clips of and put up of Derek being just pissed. Let's get into this tag match. We've got the TNT champion, Darby Allin, and his tag team partner, Cody. Adrenaline in my soul. Something, Cody Rhodes. Anywho.
I'm finding lyrics for that.
I like Silver's better. He comes out with Iron. We've got Ricky Starks. Don't. Jocelyn's in the chat, so we don't have to say it tonight. I know he's going to say it.
Ricky. Spanish.
And Powerhouse Hobbs. They really got to add the onto that. Taz comes out with them. This was just a tag match. This felt like a WCW thrown together main event tag match.
Glad you brought up WCW.
Oh, well, do you want to wait?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Darby takes most of the beating in this match. We're not even going to get super into this. Coffin drop onto Ricky Starks. Can Ricky Starks get some love on Dynamite? Like, I feel like he loses too much on Dynamite.
Yeah. I think he's lost just a little too much on there.
Yeah, he just needs to get some W's. I don't know what's the best role for him, but...
I think eventually it's going to have to be him leaving that group.
Yeah, because he doesn't need anyone to talk for him either.
No.
So, after the coffin drop happens, ass kickings commence. Dustin ends up running out to make the save. Yo, Arn Anderson.
I was going to say, don't Rob, over Arn.
No, Rob likes to just say Arn Anderson gets his ass kicked because of his own fault.
He brings this on himself with the Dark Order. He started attacking them for no reason. They beat Cody fair and square.
Bullshit.
he beat Cody fair and square. I was just mad. This time. Oh, yeah, he's attacking Darby Allin. R gets in the ring, unprovoked. Be a manager. Be a coach. Do you see Mike McCarthy going in there to take the place of Dak Prescott when they're getting whooped on?
He probably should.
He probably should. The Cowboys suck. But.
Damn, bro.
Fuck Dallas.
Skip won't like that.
Skip.
Fuck Skip. Since we're demonetized.
We're not if we chill out.
Whatever. Either way. Arn Anderson.
Don't do that, Skip.
Stay in your lane. You won't get your ass whooped.
Yo, Arn Anderson got the ass whooping of a life. Yo, I don't know why it's just funny to me to watch Arn get beat up. It's like watching somebody's dad, like, at a high school basketball game, like, all right, that, we're sick of you. And they just hold his arms back, like, it reminds, remember Family Guy when they were like, we don't want to beat you up, but we don't want to pay for HBO.
We're not bad people.
The ass whooping is just too funny.
Arn had it coming, again.
B-Boy Skyline, I see you with the hands up. So, Cage comes out. Cage is just this big, monstrous dude, and he's just beating ass, too. And he destroys everybody. And then all of a sudden, the lights go out. And for anybody who complains about the lights going out, you never watched ECW. Tony Khan, it's probably his idea. He's an ECW fan. That's why this happens every time. It's not a big deal to me. Are you sick of the lights out thing? Is it annoying?
It doesn't happen all the time, so it's whatever.
Yeah.
Not as much as the freaking moves that keep getting replayed.
I just saw some Facebook and Twitter chatter, and I just didn't agree with that. I'm like, dude, in ECW, they did this shit all the time. Like, it's just going to happen. If you come through a ring, there's many different ways to debut someone, but the easiest way is to turn the lights out and then have them show up. So, we were just talking about Sting right before this happened. Yeah. Sting is in AEW. Sting. Pay me. So, Sting is here. I think this has... I feel like we all feel differently about this. Rob, I'll let you go first because you had some WCW thoughts and such. Well.
I'm indifferent.
And time out. And anybody who thinks that other WCW promotion was real, shame on you. Shame on you. Shame on you. Go ahead.
I'm indifferent because I was never a big Sting fan. Never have been. Probably never will be. I did like the main event Mafia stuff in TNA, though. Sorry. He just never did it for me. But this was... It was a okay way to debut. I didn't really get what he was coming out there for. He just stared at people.
I think he was silently telling everybody, I'm your dad, I'm your dad, I'm damn sure your dad.
Shout out to whoever made the quick meme of Darby Allin's father came out to talk to him, and he was looking at
Sting. He looked like he was about to kiss Darby on the cheek.
Maybe that's how the crow thing gets down. We don't know.
And speaking of crows, I know he's supposed to be crow or whatever, but this whole theme was with Winter is Coming, it was taken from Game of Thrones. I was reminded of the Three-Eyed Raven, for those that know. But it's whatever. I don't really care.
I like, we got a lot of culture, like, show references tonight. And we said F the Cowboys. We're pure on this show. It's everything pro wrestling.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them?
Derek's about to get banned next week. Suspensions are real here on EPW. Derek, what did you think of Sting showing up?
I kind of figured Sting was coming, like, a long time ago. I don't know why. I just had that feeling like he was coming.
Because it's WCW.
I mean, I appreciated it. It wasn't one of those situations where it was like, all right, yo, I'm hyped about it. But you know who was hyped about it? Tony Schiavone.
Tony Schiavone was going in on commentary.
He started to sound like Josh Matthews.
No.
It's Sting!
No. Tony.
Oh my God, it's Sting!
Tony Schiavone sounded like I was playing Nitro on PlayStation. This is the greatest night in Panama City, Florida! I'm like, oh my God, what is happening right my now?
Man, honestly, I'm keeping this clean. My man Tony Schiavone was looking like my man in Scary Movie 2.
Peace. So look, Sitka... And here's my thing. Sting, here's what I see. A great opportunity for that video game deal. You need legends in the game. You took Sting. I want to know why Sting did this. Did he not trust WWE? Was he not feeling that shit? Did he want to get in the ring and they said no? What was the deal? I'm just curious.
He didn't want his neck broke again.
No, you can't blame...
if you're throwing a 50-something-year-old man
Timeout. I'm saying I don't want to blame Seth for that because people like to just throw blame around for other stuff.
Bret Hart.
Dude, that wasn't his fault fully. Sting shouldn't be taking no damn 2 turnbuckle power bombs. And by the way, the move's not even a finish, so it sucks. So not that it sucks. It's a transition move.
I don't know if he's going to be wrestling or not, but you sign a 60-year-old, however old he is, performer to a multi-year deal.
I hope
it works out.
Realtor Steve's got some miles, though. He looked like he was moving better than some of the younger cats.
And I just hope it works out because historically, Sting is the dumbest babyface of all time.
He's this and he's that.
And he's also... he's this and he's that. He's also just maybe aligned himself with Cody and Arn Anderson, a former Four Horsemen. He's going to get his ass whooped again.
Do you trust me? How did you get turned off twice by the Horseman?
Because Sting is an idiot.
Disrespect. Let me see here. We have missed a lot of things. Shout out to Six saying he missed Rio, too. I definitely will agree with that. While everyone used to talk crap about her. Pyro longer than Cody's entrance theme. Jeez. It's all part of the allure, dude. I've just grown to appreciate it with Cody. TNT champ getting rushed intro while Cody gets his extended cut. I think this is part of the story, though, with Cody and Darby. Like, Darby's going to keep getting disrespected. He's going to be like, you know what? I'm about to beat your ass again because I just don't like you this time. Now they're going to make the feud personal versus, like, a you beat me one-upsmanship. Now he's going to be like, all right, you're starting to piss me off with your long entrances and shit.
Even with that title, you're still not the eighth.
Chill on my boy Cody. Let me see here. Stroke Daddy. Ricky gets W's on Dark. Sorry, Conrad, but Darby needed this W. He definitely did. He shouldn't be the fall guy on Dynamite when he does so well on Dark. Jocelyn laughing. I think that was at that Ricky Spanish. Sting arrives. Six says Sting's about to start using that baseball bat for a cane if he keeps effing around with these in-ring comebacks. Especially for Sting, though, they needed the lights out. I agree, BJ. R-Dub, how are you, brother? It's been a long time since I've seen you in here, man. Hopefully things are well. Sting in AEW is huge. They should use him for special occasions. Give me 3 to 5 matches, and I will be satisfied. It took a little longer than I predicted, but it's here. You aren't supposed to understand what he's doing. That's the mystery, R-Dub said. Jocelyn said, I know people thought he was going to show up last week. R-Dub said, in the words of the Million Dollar Man, everybody has a price. And BJ put, well, according to Bret Hart, when we were talking about those things. Jesus said, Bret is right. F Seth. Six said, Sting took a lot of dives at WWE. Y'all know Vince has a hard-on for making his former competition kiss the ring. Queen of the Indies, Tiff in the house. Yo, by the way, sidebar completely off topic. On the No Holds Barred Network, Tiff, Ray, and freaking April did an awesome podcast last night just talking about like what it meant for them to be wrestling fans. There was laughs, there was tears, and it was kind of heartfelt. So I thought that was a really, 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 really good podcast. So after this is over, I recommend you guys check that out for me personally. And she's in the chat saying hello to everybody. Renegade, what is good, bro? Renegade said, what's up, Conrad? James from the Pro Wrestling Shoot. What's up, James? I know this is AEW, of course, but thoughts on WCW reboot in 2021? James, that shit is fake, my man. That shit is fake. Let me see. Jocelyn said, sad that Twitter can't enjoy the fact that Sting showed up giving wrestling fans something to enjoy. Big facts. Izzy, what is happening? Thank you guys so much, man. This is crazy tonight, the chat. I'm feeling it, though. This has been a fun show so far. I kind of want to keep this going. I'm feeling the energy here. But I'm happy Sting is here. Sting in video games. Money. I love it. Yo, they pushed that gear like this. Like, you thought the Manscaped was bad tonight? AW had that gear up in my face on an ad like this.
Wait a second. The Manscaped is never bad.
You damn right. Speaking of baseball bat, Sting, get the Lawnmower 3.0 more effective. I'm telling you, point that in someone's face. They're really going to run.
Oh, my God.
It's a raunchy show tonight. This is why the three of us don't do all these together too often. It gets wild. Let's talk about what we got up for next week. Twitter is bashing Sting. I need to get back on that, but boo those folks. I'm not even paying them any mind, BJ. I'm with you on that. This is about money. This is about cash flow, the ducats, the greenbacks. Like, look, this is what has to happen, bro. Give me the cash. And that's what Sting needs. That's what AEW wants. This is a win-win, I think.
I think it is.
All right. Next week, though, we've got MJF versus Orange Cassidy for the Dynamite ring. You guys think Orange takes it? I think it'll add to his character.
I think he has to. I don't see MJF repeats.
I think Sammy's going to cause him.
Okay. But what would Orange do with this? All right, you guys are done. So mad that's not even planned. I swear to God, this stuff's not planned. It's just at the same time. We got the Young Bucks versus TH2. I'd like to see TH2 walk away with the dub here. I would like to see them get the tag title match.
Set up for another match.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been gone for too long.
You know what, though? It's not even just that. Angelico jumped off a roof in Lucha Underground. And Jack Evans, I don't know why this dude hasn't been signed for years. Like, ridiculous. So I'd like to just see them get an opportunity. Dustin Rhodes versus 10. Okay, cool.
That one I'm kind of iffy on too because they just had this whole angle with Team Taz and Sting and all that. I don't know where the Dark Order comes into play with this. So I don't know if it's just a match for a match. Putting a hat on a hat.
Right. We'll see. I think it'll give the opportunity for Dustin to get a win, but at the same time, take a beat down later.
Before we go any further, I just realized we didn't talk about Adam Page not once in that Battle Royal. We missed that spot and everything when saved him. Is he joining the Dark Order?
We were drinking. I don't know what you guys want. Like, we were drinking, probably.
You guys think he's joining the Dark Order?
Hell no. Brody's going to beat his ass when he gets back.
You think that's the program?
Yeah. That's going to be the program, in my opinion. And you know what? Shout out to Reynolds tights, too. Reynolds looked much better in the full-blown tights. I think it separates him and Silver enough that you're like, okay.
Can't tell the difference between the two?
No. But I think it just gives them different personalities versus them dressing exactly the same. And I hate it when they wore the stupid masks, too. Like, they didn't need to. I don't know. Don't get me started on the Dark Order and some of the inconsistency, like the little things I don't like that they have to, like, go back and fix.
Johnny Hungy.
All right, I'll never do that again. So, Inner Circle on this podcast. Inner Circle, we're going to have their ultimatum. I think that's the big reveal next week. I hope it's time. We talked about it before. FTR taking on the Varsity Blondes. I am not a fan of that name.
They were talking about it on Twitter.
Enlighten me because...
Brian Pillman, I guess they want a match on Dark. It's like, oh, good job. Maybe we need a team name now. And that was suggested. Because, you know, he's in the Ivy League.
Abaddon will be in action next week. Can't wait to see Abaddon finally get her chance to shine. Lance Archer and the Lucha Bros versus Eddie and the Butcher and the Blade.
What the funny?
The Blade. So, I just laugh when Solid Monster does that. The motherfucking Blade. What do you guys think of Archer as a babyface, though? I'm feeling this. I think that Everybody Dies could really get popular with him if you let him just come out and destroy people. I don't know who the innocent, like, stagehand's going to be every week who's like, yeah, you're going off the stage just so you know, buddy, this week. Let him just chokeslam people. Let him be a badass. And I think Jake doesn't have to talk as much either.
Yeah, it says save his voice.
Jake needs oxygen, I heard. I don't know if that's, like, permanent. Yeah, so let it happen. I'm interested in this match, but Eddie and the Butcher and Blade need some W's, too, I think, still. This is going to be interesting. And next week, Sting speaks. Hello, and drops the mic. Troll. Did Ace just put that money? Yeah, that money. Oh, sorry.
Millions of dollars.
Man, we got a lot of people. Izzy, I think we were on you saying what's up. Here we go. Renegade said, I figure, laugh out loud, just saw the AEW live stream and Tony Schiavone claimed AEW and TNA are not working together.
Wait. We'll get there.
Yeah, and TNA has been gone, good sir. Because... We don't want to get this dude upset. Derek is a TNA hater, as I like to call it. Derek, do not speak. Derek will not get to add to this because he's a hater. The ring would corrupt Orange, Shabazz says. TH2 needs to win next week. Okay, people are feeling it. Don't think Paige is joining. Respect Jesus. Evil Uno is showing him friendship. John Silver is the GOAT on BTE. He is the BTE champion, Jesus. Johnny Hungy, somebody wrote, I just said I wasn't going to say it. I'm a piece of shit. I say that every week on the show now. I'm glad we get to see Pillman Jr. on Dynamite. Me too. I just don't like that tag name as much. Buffalo versus everyone, B-Boy Skyline said. Respect. Segment or interview. Yo, by the way, what's up with this reference? Sick, we'll get to that in the main event. Izzy said, in my opinion, it's time to break up the inner circle and... I don't know what they want to do here with Santana and Ortiz. I think you keep... Santana could be a singles in the future, but I think you... I want to see Santana and Ortiz let loose. Like, I feel like they've been kind of, like, in this bottle, and they're like, listen, don't do too much because you're heels. Let these dudes do what they were doing in Impact.
Yeah, they have been handcuffed, I think.
Archer as a face, Shabazz said, no, everyone needs to keep dying. Oh, I think they still will, bro.
Tweener.
Hey, Kyra, did you check on April with the main event? I did not. I'm sure that she was going nuts. Eddie Kingston can't run and hide next week. People are feeling this. So, Moxley cuts a great promo as usual. It was short, sweet, to the point. I don't even need to go over this and gush over it. And shout out to Renee Young. Just want to give you a shout out just because I miss Renee Young. And put up some onion recipes for me, how to caramelize onions. Don Callis. Don Callis is on the commentary team tonight. I like Don Callis on commentary.
Agreed.
I missed him in New Japan. That was my boy back when I used to listen to the English commentary version. AEW championship match. Kenny Omega, Jon Moxley. I swear to you guys right now, I want my respect for this. I called this months ago. The only other person I heard saying it around the time I was Tiff, Queen of the Indies in the chat. I've been saying this for a while. This match was going to happen. This was the story that needed to happen. Went a little differently than I thought or how I would have done it, but time had passed. So Kenny Omega, Jon Moxley, I'm handing this over to Rob because Rob took the notes on this. It's all yours, good sir.
This match was pure garbage.
Wow.
I'm kidding. So starts out, immediately moves to the outside of the ring. You know, they're going at it. Over by the apron, over by the guardrails. Kenny tries to jump up on it, like the spot he did a couple weeks ago with Adam Page. He gets caught, reverses the German suplex, gets back out there. Moxley drops him for the suplex. Moxley starts to dominate at this point. This was pretty one-sided for the most part. Moxley makes... Oh, man. The notes are not doing it justice, man. This match was just fantastic.
Yeah, we don't even need to go through blow by blow what happens. We can't go move for move. Let's just go right to the finish. You guys can watch all the wrestling in between, the wrist locks, the flip flops, whatever you want to see in this.
There was a lot of V triggers in this match. There was one point Moxley decided to throw some chairs in the ring. They sat down and they started slapping each other. You know, that's usually the wake up spot, like in Japanese matches. Those slaps quickly turn into punches, potatoes.
Right.
And you'll notice something at the end, too, after that. We'll get there when we get to the finish.
No, go ahead. Take
so,
it.
So, we get to the finish. There's a spot where they're outside the ring again. He gets a... Moxley throws Kenny into the... What was it? Heater that they had outside?
Yeah.
I don't know if he hit his head or he got burnt or whatever. The rest were all checking on him. Moxley's not having it. Don Callis gets up from... The commentary is able to go check on him because, you know, that's his guy. They kept saying, oh, he's like an uncle to him. Can they just be friends?
Uncle Don.
Moxley goes, oh, I've had enough of this. He picks him up, knocks the referees out the way, throws Kenny back into the ring. Don Callis is still in the apron. He has a microphone. He gets hit. He knocked the Canadian out of this, man. You just saw the little poppy leaves or whatever rose, whatever he had, just go flying everywhere.
Yo, that was the best, like, non-punch.
Was dying over
yo,
here.
He knocked the Canadian out of that man. I said, just the little flower bursted everywhere. And I don't know if he had two on, but another one popped up once he got up from it.
But as he got hit, he tossed the microphone up. Kenny gets it, and he spikes Moxley in the head. A lot of people were mad about that because, took a microphone, he had to cheat.
Listen, Jocelyn, I saw what you wrote in the beginning. I was with you on this. Like, the whole, it was a microphone that we ended up using. This thing better have been loaded. I better see some proof next week. Like, Well, goddamn, pal. Right, exactly. You got something loaded in here. There's batteries. D batteries.
If you want to show your microphone, I think getting hit with that microphone probably hurt.
Maybe. Sorry for the noise.
Just a touch.
So after that, what, we get three more B triggers?
No, I think we got like five.
He
kicked the shit out of him.
He brutalized him.
He gets him up for the one wing angle. Nobody kicks out of that. 1, 2, 3. We got a new AEW champion.
Are you ready to... Yo, Kenny Omega ran like a scolded dog out of there. Derek was dogging the way he was running. But he just wrestled a long match.
Nah, bro.
What?
What's he supposed to do?
Nah, bro. Don was looking like he was running the...
Was sitting down all
the time. Yeah, Don ain't wrestled the match since what year? 2000, probably?
Jackal, it's a Jackal?
Yeah, he was on the network, or ECW, he was the network. Get out of here, Cyrus the Virus.
Nah, bro. First of all, that's a horrible name.
Well, they just called him that.
Still horrible. Second of all, Kenny was looking like a 60-some-year-old lady running.
Derek's a jerk. Derek's a jerk.
With a shiner.
They run out, and Alex Marvez, this man, Metal Gear Solid, popped up. If I had the noise, I swear I'd put it in.
I had one ready, too. I had it ready.
He shows up. He's like, Kenny, we got to speak next week about, or what happened there? Blah, 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 whatever he says. And Don Callis, Uncle Don, chimes in instead, and he's like,
blew his load.
Well, you'll hear more about this on
Tuesday night. And this is what I was going by earlier when I said dark doesn't matter. They just promoted Tuesday night on Impact over their own YouTube show, which has been going for like almost 3 hours consistently for the last month. So they're going to be running side by side.
You know what, though? I like the stance on Dark, though. I'm going to just chime in on that real quick. Dark is like their developmental, like legit developmental. Like, here's a microphone. You guys can go out, do what you need to do, try something different. And then maybe they'll put one or two guys on there who can, you know, spice it up and people will want to see.
Scorpio Sky is the king of Dark.
Yeah.
Why is that?
No, Spears, too. I would even say lately, Jurassic Express. I haven't seen them too often. But I'm not mad at what they did here. I thought that this was well done. Impact probably was like, you know what? You want to use Don? Can we get some play? Because, yo, this dude is a hater. He can't even let me get my point out without saying something.
I didn't say nothing. You got your point, bro. Go ahead.
I'll say this now. You're going to be forced to watch Impact next week.
I ain't watching that shit. All
right. And then he'll be lost next week on the review. What are you talking about with this? Derek, you didn't watch Impact. By the way, BJ said, where was it? Dax Harwood just tweeted, "The North, my body is ready." That would be an awesome tag match. If we get some cross promotion out of this, I think it would be great. Do you think we're going to see that, though?
I think down the line, eventually.
Okay.
But during all this, they cut back to the ring. You see Moxie just laid out, gushing blood. Eddie Kingston out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Grabs one of the headsets from the commentary table. Archer, I want you next week. I want you. Yeah. This was a bad time to even say that.
Yeah, that was so random.
Yeah, I think you should have put up a clip afterwards. Like, he just comes out at the end like, I don't give a shit about any of this.
At least show it on camera. And if you notice, too, when Kenny and Don Callis were making their escape, and you saw Tony Khan over in the, what they call it, the dusty position.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was thinking, like, dude, I paid for extra TV time. Get back out there.
Don Callis should have mushed Tony Khan, and I think when Eddie Kingston came out, he should have just jawed Tony Schiavone, just punched him straight in the face and took his headset from him. That would have been classic. Let me see here. We've got a lot of people saying stuff. First off, let me shout out my boy Hubbard Wrestling Weekly, Sean Hubbard, covering all of everything in combat sports. So make sure you guys check out his channel, YouTube, podcast, everything else. A little free plug for you, Sean, my boy. These comments are hilarious right now. I'm trying to scroll back up so I can catch all these. Let me see. Shabazz said blood was necessary to sell that microphone. Shabazz, you ain't tell a lie, bro. If he wasn't bleeding, this would have came off way worse, in my opinion. All Moxley's matches become outside the ring brawls for way too long, but it's part of the character, so I accept it to some extent. I think it's okay for what he's trying to do. Kenny sold the F out of that double arm DDT. He did. B-Boy Skyline said the cleaner is back. Is it safe to assume that we don't have to say, like, is the cleaner coming back anymore? He's back, right?
But what is the cleaner? They'll never explain it.
Doesn't need to. Doesn't need to. Get the Windex.
He sweeps the competition.
The new AEW World Champion Kenny Omega will be on Impact Tuesday night. A seems excited for it. BJ said this is going to be a great opportunity for all of their promotions after tonight, minus the E. Don Callis said it himself. A said, he's a wrestler, bro. They're all going to walk gingerly from time to time, Six said. See, D, don't be harsh on him. No, bro. Man just got DDT'd on his head twice. Spiked on his head. Yeah, come on, bro. I'm a spike Derek and we'll take a video of him running. All crooked and shit. Oh.
At least I'm not bouncing.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Terrible. Queen of the Indies just said, dream match. I respect that, Tiff. The dream matches that could happen from this. If Tony bought Impact, I will never forgive him, Six said. So the Bullet Club is teaming up. Hubbard Wrestling Weekly said, and he quotes, on Tuesday, we'll let you know about this on Tuesday night on USA. No, Spike TV. No, Fox. No, ESPN. No, on Access TV. Disappointed face. Jocelyn put AEW times Impact. Renegade said, am I missing something or did MJF ever get eliminated? The last two in the Battle Royal, we're going to meet up one-on-one, Renegade. Duke Togo 13 says, you have to watch Impact if you want to keep up with the main storyline going on in AEW. It's great cross-promotion, though, in my opinion.
I hope it pops him a big rating, too.
I think Impact's been putting on good stuff. Yo, this man is going to be silent for the rest of this, so we're not even going to him.
When we watched Impact a few months ago, you like Chris Bay. And he's actually in contention for the title right now against Rich Swann.
And he didn't show up for the pay-per-view that was good. See, this is stuff I'm talking about. Derek misses the shows. I'm like, oh, this is the one he should have seen. Now he'll come up the next one. Oh, that was so special.
Shot Johnny Bravo.
Motor Machine Guns versus the Bucks again. I would love to see that, Chris. So who attacked Mox? Was it someone from Impact? Sammy Callahan, perhaps, Tiff said. I think the best answer is Kenta.
I hope so, but if you're not letting him travel, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't know what's going on with that. Let me see here. Duke Togo. I keep wanting to say, not like Bruce Pritchard, but I keep wanting to reference that name. It's cross promotion storytelling between the second and third biggest American promotions. Why are you refusing to be a part of it to protest Impact? It doesn't make much sense to me.
Listen, do we really got to get into that?
What?
We're not really going to get into that.
Impact's not bad.
Do we have to reference the comments?
Well, listen, I will say this. There was a time where I also boycotted Impact for a year. Like, the whole Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre time over there, I did not see any of it. Because, F that. Like, I was done with that company. They let me down too many times. And I think Derek's just still burnt from it. I gave them a chance a few years back at, like, a Slammiversary show, I think, with, like, Moose and Aries in the main event. And Derek just has never recovered ever from this. So, he's just done with them.
Yeah. And this man can pull up comments.
Dark is fine as far as views go. You could put that on mute. I'll just watch Impact just for this. So there's one. It worked. Chris said Canadian mics hold more alcohol content than American ones. Fact.
They do.
Six said that there's the cleaner and the Bullet Club cleaner. Bullet Club cleaner is better. Kenny Omega for Impact. I never thought I'd see the day where Kenny Omega was an Impact. Don Callis, like, bragged about that in interviews for, like, the last 3 years, and it's finally happening. Shout out to Don Callis. BJ said, Impact is the true variety wrestling show for everything positive. They have meh and lows, but you can always tell they are marketing towards every type of wrestling fan. I respect that analogy, BJ.
It's a layer.
Hubbard Wrestling Weekly says, an invasion by AEW to Impact's a good idea in theory only, similar to when WCCW and AWA collaborated in the 80s. Sean with that wrestling historian shit. I like it. BJ said, it's changed since then. Even after Tessa, it's much better now.
I gave it a chance.
Yeah.
I gave it a chance. It was a decent show, but it's not enough to bring me back in.
Sean said it didn't work then and it probably won't work now. No cap.
Oh, that's because... What was it, Vern Gagne and Fritz Von Erich are two stubborn old bastards? All due respect.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. They just didn't give in. They were trying to fight the competition. It just didn't work. Six said a wrestling...
Should have paid Hogan.
piece. A wrestling company. It would have just been someone else. That's a wrestling company that was so bad it had to rebrand. That's why. That's why Six said. And didn't they fire Tessa? I don't know what happened with that shit. No one's spoken about
it. Good ratings either way.
Yeah, facts. Wait, are you doing an Impact review next week, Conrad? Probably not, good sir. Just because I still got same issues going on. And I appreciate everybody who's sticking through all the reviews and everything like that. Like I said, I don't know if there's even going to be a takeover review on Sunday. I know it's War Games, but we don't know if we're going to be able to do that. But I appreciate everybody who was in the chat for this one tonight. 35 likes. We got 20 viewers in here right now. Like, I appreciate you guys. You guys turned out for this one. And you guys are definitely the best. It's gotten me through a lot of tough times the past like week or two, just thinking about like, oh, I can't wait to do the show on Wednesday. Like, I really look forward to the show. I tricked out the freaking overlay for once. Like, I did something different here. Shout out to King of the North and Sub-Zero down below there.
King of the North, that's the Night
King. Or I'm sorry, Night King. Listen,
he was almost King of the North.
Almost.
Almost doesn't count.
Arya said congrats.
I definitely almost came up with a Stone Cold line, but you gotta listen to the Uncensored podcast to know what I was about to say. It involves hairs and lawnmower 3.0s. But CJ's Impact review, Kenny showed up. Moving on. Mad rude. But
That's saying too much. I just say Kenny. And
damn. Then
moving on.
You're a jerk. BJ said Hogan ruined TNA. There's a long drunk rant on Facebook for me about that.
Hogan. Dixie Carter ruined TNA.
Panda Energy. Hover said WWE is Andre the Giant. Does anyone have a Hulk Hogan to take them down? I don't think so. I wish they did. Right now AEW is Rikishi, not quite there yet. And Impact is Scotty Too Hottie. What damn. The hell?
Impact's both back well.
What no glacier? Moving on. Love from Canada, guys. What, I appreciate it. So listen, guys. In all seriousness, we're going to end this bad boy. But I want to say that, like, I appreciate all of you. Like, anything that you guys have said from kind words, I've gotten DMs from some of you, personal conversations. It's much appreciated. Appreciate these guys showing up to do the shows. It's just been, it's all good, man. I'm just happy. Happy to do the review. I was looking forward to the show tonight. I needed this. So, good review. We'll be back next week to talk Dynamite. And, yeah, we'll be here. For myself, Derek, Impact Hater, and Rob, we are Sting out. Hater. You're not a Sting Hater.
Kinda.
And everyone's putting thumbs up for the show. Like I said, I'm going to go with it was a polarizing pick, whatever you think. But leave it down below what you thought of the show. I appreciate you guys. We are out. Peace. Peace. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, not many in this can understand, this the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, please listen every day to the showcase, the opinions and knowledge that anyone can take, showing you how it is done, proving I am number one, what a legend becomes, this is now my time to show you that I am here, this podcast just to make it loud and clear, by the fans, for the fans, not many who's here can understand everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes.
What's going on, everything pro wrestling listeners? This is Jesse Carter over at the Pro Wrestling Shoot Podcast. The Pro Wrestling Shoot podcast covers interviews from your favorite independent wrestling stars, along with some current AEW, Impact, and former WWE stars. We also cover some of your favorite classic pay-per-views from WWE, WCW, ECW, and Impact Wrestling. We also cover some current reviews on all AEW, WWE, and NXT pay-per-view events. Come check us out on all your favorite audio podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. Follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages over at The Pro Wrestling Shoot, and follow me on Twitter at Carter Inc. That's CarderInc. All right, let's get back to Conrad and everything pro wrestling.
What's going on, EPW Nation? It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/EverythingCollegeBasketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.